switch meditation one.
It's interesting.
Yeah. This is like a roster. Who's on this committee? We don't.
There's
your name. I'll add you.
Irene Rose.
Okay, so.
This information is just provided as an FYI. I think before I came on board, there was a request to have like just an update on how the Office of Aging was doing in terms of providing transportation and on a monthly basis. So this report was put together.
My interest is plugging my neighbors into that service availability. So that's why I'm interested.
Nathan, you should have received a packet from our administrative offices when you came on board that gave the bylaws and of the committee.
I don't remember, so I can get it.
Okay.
Sent that to me again.
Okay. Did you receive an email?
By breaking the bylaws now?
Yeah, you were supposed to wear a blue tie.
No. Normally, when we have new members come onto the committee, our administrative services office will send them a bunch of information, like a welcome letter saying, welcome to the committee. Here's.
I might have received that a couple of months ago when I got voted in. I've just forgotten about it.
Okay. You may want to double check your email. Yeah.
I'm a senior citizen.
So that information comes out, and then we normally the chair will set who's going to be or what the agenda is going to be for the next meeting after you.
I saw those in prep for this meeting and for seeing those.
Yeah. So if you're coming to tomorrow's meeting, Irene, you know it's at Easter sales. It's not here. Okay. Just make sure.
And my snacks are better. So I want.
There are no snacks.
I was going to say better than a lot.
When we were trying to impress us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's meeting is your best committee. Tomorrow's snacks are better.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's meeting at the SCAC, which is the monthly general meeting of the entire committee, should be a very interesting one because we are having our consultant, Katie Cabaldo, with Calvota, I think her name is, with Advance OC, give a presentation on what we are doing in terms of Orange County's master plan for aging. So it will be very interesting to see, and she's going to give an update as to where we are in the process, what we're doing in terms of outreach, surveys that are going to be conducted, when the recommendations of the report is going to come out probably not till early next year, but all of she'll give it. Her presentation is very, very good. So, so I would encourage you and anyone to attend.
I wonder if her update or report will be able to hone in or kind of. That'd be interesting.
Well, not on these new laws specifically, but as they relate to the state's master plan for aging and the goals and initiatives that have been laid out in that, because our master plan must follow those goals and initiatives as well.
Okay, and then if it's not too much to ask on going forward, just I as a council person, I hate bogging staff tying down with the things, but could we maybe every 6 months, so twice a year, but June we're dark, so maybe it would be May, December. In the update for the non-emergency medical transportation, could we get some comparables like it's increased or decreased for the
year
past
year over year.
If it's not, you know, it should be easy just in an Excel just to go ahead and just classify it, file it, just get the data points and then just throw them on another thing so we can see that it's, you know what I mean?
It sounds easy, but this information I believe comes from a variety of sources. So it comes from OCTA, ABRAZAR, and HWAL Senior Services. So let me check with Jeanette and see how she compiles that information. I agree with you, it shouldn't be that difficult to do, but let me check and check.
Okay, if it is, then I could just go back, get all those and just do it myself.
Yeah.
But I just think it would be kind of interesting to see, like, it would be a good, I think, snapshot of
how things are going.
How things are going.
Being right? Meaningful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Agenda item 8, so new business. So to your other question, I've been on Senior Citizens Advisory Council for 4 years, maybe. And I was on a different committee. I was asked to chair this back in November. And so one of my reservations of taking the committee was, as a person who was, because I'm a council person too, so I go after these meetings during my council meetings, and I either share everything that gets sent, gets put in our feeder, I blast it out on my social media for my city. I talk about it during my committee reports, during the council meetings. But what I found was, when I was just a member of a subcommittee, is and we have these liaisons, right? So we have these liaisons with different senior centers throughout the Orange County. And there was no follow-up from my end, where once I sent it, interacted with those senior center directors, I had no way of knowing, like, did they get it? Did they do anything? Is there anything going on? Like, I didn't know. So when I was asked to take on the chair position, I said, I have some reservations because I don't know what I'm doing. And it seems like the name of this is, you know, Senior Citizens Advisory Council Committee, whatever we want the seat to be. But we're not advising anybody. And are we even allowed to advise anybody? And so apparently this was a thought with some of the new executive board that had come on. And so I said, listen, I'm happy to do it, but I would like to see. So there were limitations because the bylaws prevented certain things from happening. So I was part of a subcommittee to go through the bylaws. Pauline was on it, and magnificent. Sandy, magnificent. And so we did. We went through and revamped these bylaws in a matter of like 3 weeks. And the process is, and these bylaws now would allow us, and am I allowed to give some suggestions, like kind of the hints? Or, okay, so one of the things is, I have to be careful. So one of the things is having these meetings are fantastic, but we only hear this, right? And then tomorrow when I give my report, it's a literally 3-minute report that I have to regurgitate to about 40 other people that have no idea. And they just go, oh, cool, okay, you know, but they don't get the substance of it all. So I had said, one of the things I thought was to make better use of the resources, the time, people's connections and relationships throughout the community, was maybe we forego the 3 different subcommittees, have one big committee that we do anyways, but put into it all the stuff that we're doing here. It's a little bit longer. And then that way everybody hears the same stuff at the same depth and connection. And then once that happens, my big thing was, well, you know, I know you go and deliver information, I give information, but where are they going? So we need to involve our city councils. We need to involve our city managers, because those are the ones that can say, hey, this is going to be on the agenda. This goes to our feeder, instead of just a couple of us. Like, Gene's an elected, I'm an elected, I know what he does, you guys know what I do. But, and even though your senior centers might get that, what about all the people that aren't part of a senior center? What about all the people that don't go and take advantage? So in revamping these bylaws, which the process is ongoing and it's being reviewed, because now we did our part, and then it's being
county council
taken up to county council. Once that gets done, hopefully the goal is that it becomes a more effective, more well-oiled, designed, communicative process. So then we all meet together, all of us, and then the city managers and city councils are involved. And this information, even the stuff about the Office on Aging, INA, would go blast out to the entire community through these city councils. So your question about bylaws or whatever, we're going to pause that, but that's the best update I can give until,
yeah,
if these get approved.
They're in the process right now. Good job.
All right.
We did, the committee did a Herculean day. It was we have revamped the bylaws quite a bit to make this, the committee SCAC, Senior Citizens Advisory Council, more efficient, more effective. Because it's got to be hard for people who volunteer their time and their effort sitting on a committee not to see the fruits of their labor, you know, or not to see anything that, I mean, we can all sit around and talk until the cows come home. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think if this committee is successful, this being the entire Senior Citizens Advisory Council, and putting together some recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, which is what your roles are, as a cohesive, unified group. And even if only one action is taken from this committee, that's huge in and of itself. If someone on the board says, you know what, I want to get behind this. This is good. We need to kind of move this forward. That's a really, really huge step. So I think that's the ultimate goal, to try and make things more efficient, more effective. And it is kind of hard, you know, to see tomorrow. So it is, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, let's wipe the slate clean. Let's see what's in there. We're not good in everything in it. There's certain things, there's a lot of repetitive stuff, plus, you know, properly formatted, you know. So when it comes back from County Council, then it will go to the full executive committee. So everyone can have a say, yay, we like this. No, we don't like that.
Secretary of SCAC? Or
yeah, there's
senior a citizen.
Senior citizen, yeah.
Executive committee all over and above.
Yeah.
It's another committee. So for her point,
yes.
That's why some of us that were on all three committees said, this is these are a lot of committees.
Yeah. So there's a, the structure of SCAC is you have your Senior Citizens Advisory Council,
yes.
40 members.
Right.
You have four standing committees, the Executive Committee, Transportation and Housing, Wellbeing Reimagined, and Senior Citizens Engagement, standing
yes.
committees. Below that, you can, at any point, establish an ad hoc committee for a single purpose only. That's a short-term committee where it's, like we had a bylaw ad hoc committee. One purpose, digital divide. But, you know, ad hoc committee. And then that goes away once the task is done. So the goal right now is to take the standing committees that we have and do away with those, but keep the topics to keep the topics as
right.
front and center, but have a more robust discussion with the entire council, as Crystal was saying. So that people can, you know, you have more input, you have more ideas, you know, it may make for a longer SCAC meeting, but a longer SCAC meeting versus SCAC and subcommittee meetings, you know, so we'll see what the committee says. My role in the SCAC, I'm the main liaison to the Senior Citizens Advisory Council. I work with the Office on Aging. I'm a program manager over there, and I've been brought in. My previous job, I was deputy chief of staff for Supervisor Lisa Bartlett and communication. So that's my background. And then I came over here. So I'm kind of more on the policy end of things as opposed to the programming end of things. But we have seven managers in the Office on Aging, and they all deal with, like, we have nutrition, information and assistance, transportation.
Director level.
We have a director above that. Claudia Harris is our director. And then we have seven managers. And then we have our staff assistants as well, staff specialists.
So interesting to me, it really is, because it's kind of like orientation. But
yeah.
I will confess to a selfish motive for being here. I'm here to help my neighbors. And,
okay.
you know.
Oh, you should be. Yeah.
That's
what you're supposed to be doing.
This stuff into my neighborhood specifically and Seal Beach in general.
And then wouldn't it be great if you took this stuff and all the stuff from the other committees that aren't present at right now and be able to give all of it? And that's kind of the goal, is then you would go to one meeting and you'd be able to get, and we would discuss, you would still have a housing transportation, you would still have the health and well-being, you would still have the engagement.
Right.
It's just, you would now be at one place and involve everybody.
Yes. And there would be, because there's, we, as I said, we have new members coming on, and we have some members that went off.
All the communities come around.
It's always good to have fresh eyes and fresh insight, and you know, coming from different perspectives, you know. And the committee is made up of, you know, not only elected officials, members of the public, we have representatives from like nonprofit organizations, and from
we'll have two representatives on the big board tomorrow from Leisure World, so I want to
can I offer Nathan a suggestion on technology?
Absolutely.
You were inquiring about laptops a few minutes
ago. No, the iPads.
The iPads, I'm sorry.
Yeah, iPads already. I'm right. Just hoping for 100 more.
In Anaheim, I went to the city and applied for a grant. And was given money for 10 iPads.
Right.
Now we have a new room that's finally been dedicated for a laptop or for computers, because our seniors, they're still using flip phones. They don't, DMV requires you have to go online.
Yeah.
The city of Anaheim requires if you RSVP something, you have to do it online. That leaves over 70,000 seniors out of the loop in Anaheim. I recently applied for, you heard the commercials from Honda, the Helpful Honda guys?
Yes.
I recently put in an application for computers and printers to fill that room.
Very cool.
I haven't heard anything yet. But
they show up in blue shirts with the TV.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll make sure we're dressed appropriately. But yes. Those are just some ideas to...
We already inside Leisure have our own library that's not part of the OC library system. And I think we have about 6 or 8 PCs connected to the internet for people who are not connected.
Okay.
And our library also in CO Beach has several stations already populated equipment. So we've got that stuff covered. It's just, you know, all of my friends, after we gave away 10, all of my friends are calling up, hey, can you get me an iPad? I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah. Because all of those iPads, that come, at least the ones that come from the Office on Aging as well, you won't believe the amount of paperwork that we are required to keep track of those.
That's not my fault.
It's not our fault either. I mean, it's service that we provide, you know, but we have to do reporting because we get funding from the state for it.
So shortening the distance between the committee at large, the big one, and the people who need and want and services. That's kind of like the objective of this revamp.
And being able to get the information out to a broader range of people, because it may be a granddaughter, it may be a niece or something that actually, you know, goes to
a lot of
city council meetings and goes, hey, wait, my mom, you know, could use this, you know. So it's because again, you know, it's great to go to the senior centers, but
We use our iPads like a library.
Check them out.
Yeah, they have to turn in a driver's license, some form of ID.
Yeah.
They can use it only in the building, and then they turn it back in. So we can't just give them away.
That's better than the outside.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's something that you can tell your committee now. It's called... get set up and go.
Get set up. Yeah. And that is, well, that is true. It's available to everybody.
It's still free.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
For us. Yes. And it's great. It was part of the whole digital divide. It's get set up and go. But can
no,
you
know, it's just
get set up.
It's get set up.
And so it's an online community basically. And seniors can go log on and take a photography class or take a painting class or join a book club or something.
See, like we have 450 clubs and photo clubs.
Right, you do it from your home.
Yeah.
It was part of the bridging the digital divide, the 2,500 iPads that got given out. Not only did we give out the device, but there was also online access service. And then online the digital,
Podcasts for adults by older adults. So
yeah. And it helps, even if you're not familiar with an iPad or a phone, it will help you even just set up the device. There are classes on how to use a device.
Part of what the city did in that little tin that we got to give away was 10 or 20, was we actually had our employees from City Hall spend like 4 hours with the people who were receiving it to get them all set up. I've got a lot to learn, though, and I
because if you're asking, then somebody else is probably asking too.
Yeah. And in terms of senior centers, you'll see you should have seen it on the agenda for tomorrow as well. There is a senior center liaison that's from the committee that is responsible for coordinating all of the committee participants, delegating or assigning senior centers throughout Orange County to be able to get the word out, like Crystal was saying. And that just changed at the last meeting. Patty Muchon, who's a member of SCAC, has taken on that role. And I think Colette Chinchinsky is also going to help her. So we have a list of all of the senior centers in Orange County, and people from the committee will be asked to, take one or two or three, because we have more senior centers than we do individuals. And you may be assigned a senior center that's not necessarily in your city to help spread the word and information out. So that's coming.
Engagement, sort of.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like there's so many people that, like you were saying about the housing, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. And that's what we're trying to get. It's communication, 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 resources, 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 so.
Okay, so the status on the bylaws is they're not back yet.
They're not back. Well, they came back and then you sent them back. No, never mind.
Okay.
It's still a county council right now.
Okay. Agenda item 8B, old business update on speakers. So, next month, I do not have a speaker, even though I think it says on the presentation. October is, so I don't have one for August or September. I was hoping to get somebody from the United Way. We'll have to work on that. Maybe try a couple more times. But October, we have the rental assistance program with the city.
And that's confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to be October.
You want to try Kelly again?
Yeah.
Congregate living.
She doesn't apply very often.
I know.
Is she just busy?
She's just really
busy. Okay. So August and September, we'll try and either get United Way or else the
DA's office.
Yeah.
So then you're going to reach out to the DA's
office? I'll reach out to the DA's office again, and then I can reach out to Kelly.
Okay, that'd be great. So we need August and September. And then October is going to be the City of Costa Mesa Housing Network and the Mobile Home Rental Assistance Program. That is
first. What city are you associated with?
Villa Park. Where is that? And then November 9th. Yep.
Are you from Tustin?
No, Seal Beach.
You're in Seal Beach.
Yes.
Okay. And then number 9, announcements and roundtable discussion. So,
Sarah,
well, first
for Beth,
something,
but I had technical difficulties
already. Did we vote on 6A
already?
We did not. Do we need?
No.
I don't think there is a vote.
There was no vote.
Yeah,
no action. Just report it as no action taken.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are we good everywhere else?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
No problem. And then, okay, so 9, any announcements or anything anybody wants to share or wants to see on the agenda, perhaps?
I have one comment. So when I joined Housing and Transportation, about 10 years ago, they had just merged Housing and Transportation. They used to be two separate committees. So you're aware. So if anyone says they need, like merging committees, there's an example.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay. So can I, did you have any?
No.
I'm sorry. Who's on our committee now? I haven't seen these folks before, so I've got their names now on our list. Is Amelia still on our committee? She has not been here for the last
year. No, the list I have right now is Linda Barcelona, Elizabeth Music, Jerry Chang, Jean Hernandez, Juno Kim, Crystal Miles, Sandy Stang, Nathan Steele. Well, Irene hasn't decided yet whether she wants to. Do you want to be on this? Or do you just?
Yeah, I'd love it.
For housing, did you put that in your application for housing and transportation? Okay.
So Charlene is off the committee. Where Jean was here. So Juno, was he an
excuse? But Jerry was. Jerry Chang was excused.
Is Juno still on the committee? Because he hasn't been.
Don't know. Yeah, I'm just looking at that one too.
Missed the last or three.
It was missed March and April. Yeah, this one.
Well, I really appreciate everybody's time and coming. And I can't wait till we figure out the bylaws and everything. It's going to be so. It's like I'm fighting that there's. I love having new people, so thank you. Sorry, it's a little small today. Unfortunately, you know, life happens, people have to leave, and that would just happen. But
you're in the middle of vacation season, too.
Middle of vacation season as well. But really appreciate everyone's time and being here and participating. So if there is nothing else, then I will adjourn. Okay. And we'll see everybody next month.